Hello and welcome to Arxiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new Arxiv paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today we're digging into Omni Memory System for personalized long-horizon self-evolving agents. The paper proposes a way for AI assistants to keep personalized, persistent memory across long interactions and to adapt themselves over time. Why now?
Because more of us are running multi-step workflows with chatbots that need continuity, and there's growing demand for assistants that actually remember and improve. We've got Mark on real-world usage and Jamie on the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, the pain is simple. Tools forget. People re-explain the same preferences every Monday. Summarize stand-ups in two bullets. Use UK spelling. Pull metrics from Looker, not Sheets. Between sessions, context is lost. In support, an assistant won't remember a customer's recent tickets or the workaround that actually worked last time. In sales, the bot forgets account history unless you paste it back in. For onboarding, new teammates don't get the benefit of past decisions unless someone manually curates notes. And then there's permissions. We need the assistant to remember within boundaries. What's okay to store per user, what's team level, and what must be wiped on request. A system that reliably carries context forward with clear controls would cut repeated prompts, reduce copy-paste, and make assistants feel less like amnesiac interns.
So, if I sum that up, we're burning time re-explaining, and the lack of continuity makes assistants feel clumsy. A memory layer that persists across sessions but respects permissions would smooth day-to-day work. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
We've hit a convergence point. Context windows have grown to the hundreds of thousands of tokens, but they're still not enough for weeks or months of history, and they're expensive to stuff every time. Retrieval augmented generation has matured, vectors are cheaper to store, and embeddings are stronger and more resilient across versions. That makes per-user or per-team memory stores practical. On top of that, we've got better orchestration. We can log multimodal signals, text, files, even tool calls, and convert them into structured memories. The novelty here is treating memory as a system: ingestion pipelines, indexing and representations, retrieval policies, and lifecycle rules like decay, summarization, and deletion for privacy. Costs and latency have come down enough that you can do selective recall instead of brute-forcing giant prompts. That's why long-horizon personalized memory and self-evolving agents that refine their behavior over time is timely now.
Basically, the plumbing to remember safely and cheaply is finally here. Store what matters, recall it when useful, and keep it within consent and cost limits. That sets the stage nicely for how this omni-memory actually plugs into an agent stack. We'll get into that next.
At a system level, the Omni Memory System is a dedicated memory layer that sits between the assistant and its tools. It does five things. One, ingestion. It captures signals from chats, files, tool calls, calendars, even UI clicks, and converts them into candidate memories with metadata like source, timestamp, and permissions. Two, indexing and representations. Each memory gets multiple views. A dense embedding for semantic search, sparse keywords for exact matches, and lightweight graph links to connect related items like decision A depends on document B. Three, retrieval policies. An intent classifier routes the user's query to the right retrieval strategy, balancing recency, importance, and diversity with decay TTL so stale items fade unless reinforced. Four, personalization. Memories are scoped per user, per team, or global with consent tags and privacy flags so the system knows what it may recall for whom. Five, self-evolution. It logs user feedback and outcomes and uses that to update preference memories, adjust prompts for the agent planner, and refine which tools it calls next time. In terms of where it plugs in, there's a middleware hook in the assistant front end to display and edit memories, a pre-retrieval step in the RAG pipeline to fetch relevant context before generation, and planner adapters so the agent can pick tools based on remembered capabilities or past successes. Compared to prior work, stuffing long context windows, simple retrieval caches, or one-off episodic notes, the novelty is lifecycle management, automatic curation, summarization, consolidation across sessions, and role-aware storage that persists over weeks or months.
So put simply, it's a smart memory manager. It decides what to keep, where to keep it, when to pull it back, and it learns your preferences over time, all without dumping your entire history into every prompt. Mark, what would that actually change once you're using an assistant day to day?
What you feel right away is less repetition and fewer prompt hacks. You set preferences once. UK spelling, two bullet stand-ups, looker for metrics, and they stick. There's a visible memory panel. You can see the entries, their source, who can see them, and you can edit or forget them. When you type prep the stand-up, the assistant quietly pulls your format and the last sprint notes without you pasting anything. Setup-wise, the admin flips on per-user memory, defines scopes, personal versus squad, and connects a few systems, Slack, Jira, Drive, with SSO and consent turned on. Under the hood, it runs nightly summarization, so old chatter becomes a concise decision log, and anything older than, say, 90 days decays unless it's pinned. The mild friction is the first-run consent and teaching folks to pin or delete. But after a week, people stop re-explaining themselves.
Let's make that concrete. If we apply it in a real team, Mark, give us a simple operational case, something like customer support, where repetition hurts the most.
Sure. Support agent assistant. Minimal setup, connect Zendesk and the CRM, enable per customer and per agent memory, pick fields to index, last three tickets, preferred contact channel, product tier, and any known workarounds. Day-to-day, the agent types, draft a reply to John about the login loop. The retrieval triggers on cues like a customer name, follow-up, or same issue, and pulls memory cards. Customer John Smith prefers email OIOS 17.4, prior workaround, reset token via path X, plus the last resolution summary. The assistant drafts using that context, and the panel shows the pulled memories with sources and timestamps, so the agent can uncheck anything irrelevant. Governance is straightforward. Customers opt into personalization in the portal, sensitive fields are marked no retrieve, and there's a big delete memory action that propagates to the index. Indexing happens near real time via webhooks from Zendesk, and there's a nightly summarizer that turns verbose ticket threads into one-liners like root cause rate limiter misfire on 2025-11-02. Result? Fewer back and forths and faster, more consistent replies.
So the agent stops copy-pasting history and sees transparent memory cards they can trust or remove. Let's level it up. Mark, what's a more advanced cross-session case? Say, a product design assistant for a squad working over a quarter.
We've run this in a product trio. The assistant aggregates sprint notes, PRDs, Figma comments, and meeting transcripts into a shared team memory with personal overlays. Designers prefer critique then options. PM wants risk first. Engineer likes explicit trade-offs. When I ask, propose three checkout variations for mobile, it retrieves the decision log from last quarter, constraints like must support SSO, and the latest experiment results. It shows memory chips in line. Pinned, decision D42, remove guest checkout Jan 12. Experiment E19, variant B plus 3% CVR, each with provenance. I can click into the memory panel, pin the chip, or hit forget if a decision was reversed. After a milestone, the system auto-consolidates 20 small memories into a single checkout V3 design doctrine summary and downgrades noisy comments. Scopes matter. The squad sees the doctrine. My personal preference memories, show me Figma comments grouped by theme, stay with me. If someone new joins, they opt into the squad memory and instantly see the doctrine instead of trawling through docs.
Mechanically, that advanced case uses three memory types: episodic, events like meetings; semantic, summaries and doctrines; and preference, per user styles. Each event yields a record with a dense vector, sparse tokens, and edges to related artifacts. Retrieval is hybrid. We run an intent router, design ideation versus a status lookup, that picks vector plus BM25, then a diversity recency re-ranker. The agent planner calls memory.lookup before tool selection, which influences whether it opens Figma, queries analytics, or drafts a PRD. Decay policies reduce the weight of old comments. Consolidation jobs run nightly or at milestone tags to summarize clusters into doctrines. Safety filters handle PII redaction and enforce scope checks, so a personal preference never leaks into team suggestions. Storage is sharded. per-user namespaces and team namespaces in the VectorDB with TTLs and pinning. Updates happen in real time for preferences. Thumbs up on a response updates your style memory, and in batch for large consolidations. The self-evolution loop logs outcomes, ship design success, AB results, and nudges the planner's prompt and tool use priors so it proposes what worked last time, not just what's most similar semantically.
And for someone listening in their car, the system saves different kinds of memories, decides which ones to show based on what you ask, and keeps them fresh by summarizing and expiring the rest, with permissions baked in. Mark, quickly on UX, what do people actually see and control?
They see a side panel with memory cards, title, snippet, source link, date, and scope badge, me, squad, org. In the chat, you'll notice inline chips when a memory is used, and you can click to expand, edit wording, pin, or forget. There's a settings page with scopes you're opted into, a download export button, and an audit log. Who added, used, edited this memory? First Run has a short tour that explains what will be remembered and how to wipe it. That transparency is what gets adoption. Folks trust it because they can see and shape the memory, not just hope the model remembers.
Let me go under the hood. To run something like an Omni memory system in practice, you need a few core pieces. First, an ingestion pipeline that can watch chat logs, tool calls, and documents, normalize them, and attach metadata like timestamps, provenance, scopes, and consent. Second, storage and indexing, typically a vector database for dense embeddings, a sparse index for keywords, and optionally a lightweight graph or relational table for links and permissions. Third, embeddings, a stable embedding model and a refresh policy. For example, re-embed summaries weekly and raw notes only when edited. Fourth, retrieval and re-ranking services with policies for recency, importance, diversity, and decay TTL. And finally, observability, logs for what was inserted, retrieved, and why, plus a UI for humans to inspect, edit, and delete memories. Constraints and assumptions. You can't just keep everything forever. Memory growth means you need pruning and consolidation, otherwise costs and latency creep up. Context windows are still finite, so you do selective recall, not dump and hope. Compute trade-offs matter. Hybrid retrieval adds tens to a few hundred milliseconds. You budget for it and cache hot paths. There's a big governance assumption, too, that users opt in and you enforce scope at query time. Open problems the paper highlights include hallucination mitigation when a retrieved memory is partial, better policies for when to compress multiple small memories into one doctrine, and scaling to millions of users without cross-tenant leakage. For future work, they point to stronger summarization for consolidation, active learning to prioritize what becomes a memory, and more privacy-preserving storage like client-side encryption or on-device caches.
So basically, you need a memory warehouse with rules: what goes in, how it's labeled, how long it lives, and who can see it, plus dashboards to keep it tidy. And you accept that you're trading a bit of latency for continuity, which you manage with caching and pruning. Mark, from the ground level, what setup would a team actually put in place to make this safe and usable?
What usually works is starting with a narrow scope. You define memory types you allow, preferences, recent decisions, and sanitized summaries, and you forbid raw PII unless there's an explicit business need. You wire ingestion through existing systems, Slack export, Jira webhook, Drive Changes API. Then you add a consent flow to your SSO. Users see what will be remembered per scope, me, squad, org, and can toggle categories. Operationally, you set TTLs, say 90 days for chat snippets, 1 year for decisions, indefinite for pinned doctrines, and a weekly consolidation job. Tagging is key. We auto-tag by project and ticket, but we also teach folks to use a hack decision tag in notes so ingestion knows to treat it as high value. Finally, we train the team how to view the memory panel, pin, forget, and download an audit log. Without that, people assume it's a black box and adoption stalls.
Put differently, you give the system guardrails and give people buttons. Opt in, pin, forget, so trust builds. Jamie, what do the authors report in terms of results? Benchmarks, metrics, anything on cost and latency?
According to the paper, they evaluate along two axes. One is retrieval quality, recall at K and precision for pulling the right memories given a query intent, using Long Horizon QA and agent task suites they constructed from multi-session interactions. The other is end-to-end task success, exact match or F1 on QA-style tasks, plus agent success rates on multi-step workflows like follow-up emails or plan updates. They compare against baselines such as no memory, sliding window context stuffing, and naive vector retrieval without lifecycle policies. The reported trend is consistent, with curated memory lifecycle, decay plus consolidation, retrieval quality improves, and task success rates climb compared to baselines, especially beyond a few sessions where sliding windows degrade. They also provide cost latency estimates. Retrieval adds overhead but remains below the generation time budget, and consolidation jobs run off-peak. These experiments are controlled, close to production wiring, but not at enterprise scale.
For listeners, that means fewer repeated questions and more successful follow-ups, especially after week two when history gets long. You might see a small delay to fetch context, but overall you save time because the assistant stops asking you to reteach it. Mark, reality check. What does this look like in production, performance, cost, and the human friction to get there?
In production, expect slightly messier numbers. Retrieval is quick if your index stays lean, but it can slow if you don't prune. We see success rates improve, just not uniformly. Niche topics or low signal chats benefit less. Cost mostly comes from storage and periodic re-embedding. You can keep it sane with TTLs and consolidations. The human friction is twofold. Teams need a bit of prompt discipline. Add a tag when you make a decision. And admins need to watch the ingestion rules so you don't vacuum up junk. After 2 or 3 weeks, the payoff shows up. Fewer, sorry, remind me moments, and new joiners get productive faster because the doctrine summaries are right there.
Jamie, any quick playbook on keeping latency and costs under control as memories grow?
3 levers. 1, hybrid retrieval with gating. Cheap keyword filters first, then vectors, then a small cross-encoder re-rank only if needed. 2, lifecycle rigor. Aggressive TTLs for low-value items, nightly consolidation, and pinning only for curated doctrines. Also set an embedding refresh cadence. Preferences real-time, summaries weekly, raw docs on edit to avoid constant reprocessing. 3, placement. Cache hot memories in app. Keep private preferences on device if possible. And shard the vector store by scope so queries don't fan out across the world. Add monitoring. Track retrieval latency, hit rates, memory growth, and a staleness score so you know when to prompt users to review or auto-decay.
Makes sense. Cheap filters first, keep only what matters, and watch the dashboards. Mark, who benefits the most from this kind of memory today?
Teams with persistent context win first. Customer support, account management, tutoring, coaching, and product squads with ongoing roadmaps. Small teams benefit quickly because governance is simpler. Enterprises benefit once legal and IT set clear scopes and deletion guarantees. If your work is episodic and one-off, the overhead may not pay for itself. But anywhere users currently paste history into chats, a governed memory layer is low-hanging fruit. One tip from the field: start with preference memories and decision logs. They're low risk, high value, and they train users on the pin-forget flow. Once that sticks, add richer artifacts like sanitized transcripts.
Mm-hmm. If I wrap it up in one line, this paper turns remembering from a hacky prompt trick into an engineered, governed memory layer that keeps assistants consistent over long horizons without blowing up cost or privacy. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/iadaily/en, and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSiv LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.